them for giving me the opportunity to be a Viking, and I'm very excited to be a Viking.
Questions?
Hey, Kendall. Courtney Cronin from ESPN. Hope you're having a good Monday. When you were going through this free agency process, what was it about the Vikings, and particularly what John DeFilippo, what did he sell you on as far as, you know, the biggest elements of this offense that you feel like you're able to, you know, play in the best?
Well, I think since I've been around, I mean, they have the best facilities like that I've ever seen since I've been around. About six years, and I mean, just the culture around there, the family oriented culture and things like that. We talked about the offense, but we talked a lot about it, but we didn't go into it. It was much more of like a recruiting thing. But I mean, everything that I seen and did up there, I loved about it.
Hey, Kendall, it's Ben Gessling from the Minneapolis Star Tribune. As you've watched the Vikings over the last couple of years, especially when you were in Chicago last year, what stuck out to you about their offense and made you say, hey, I want to be a part of this?
I think it's a very, very, very smart football team, really, and a smart offense, because Plannum and Watson is a team that really doesn't really make many mistakes and doesn't really have any turnovers that kill the game. And I mean, that's a big reason why I want to come be a part of that.
Hey, Kendall, send me out with like an update. Just wondering, have you gotten any sort of feeling mostly slot, or do you think you'll get some outside reps as well? How do you see that going?
Can you repeat it for me? I didn't get to hear you.
Sure. Do you view your role with the Vikings as mostly a slot receiver, or do you think you'll be getting some outside reps? And what were those talks like with DeFilippo?
Well, we didn't really talk roles, but I think my role that we had being a receiver, and that's really it. Being a receiver is going out there knowing every position on the field, so it gives you a better opportunity to just go out there and play. Even the digs go down or whatever, or if they need a break or however it goes, it just gives you a good opportunity. If you know everything, just go out there knowing every position, and I mean, the more you can do.
What do you think has made you such an effective receiver out of the slot recently?
Certain things that I think I do well. Just smart reading the coverages and just like on what defender's gonna do and knowing how to get in the soft spots for the quarterback.
Kendall, going back to kind of roles, I know you said you haven't really had a chance to, you know, go through that with Coach DeFilippo yet, but seeing how the Vikings last year, I mean, moving Thielen, moving Diggs around, kind of using them as really versatile chess pieces, how do you feel like that could benefit your game, too, if you're asked to have some outside duties as well?
Well, I think me personally, I think it benefits all of our games because, I mean, yeah, Thielen and Diggs, which I couldn't really tell who's the number one, who's the number two last year just from playing them. So you got those two guys out there, and you got teams that want to play man covers or move cornerbacks around. And I don't think that they'll be able to do that or will want to do that to just try to keep rotating corners or just have somebody follow somebody everywhere, because I think it gives us an opportunity to be everywhere on the field and have anybody on us at any time.
Hey, Kendall, what's your how much do you know Kirk Cousins? Have you gotten a chance to talk with him at all since he signed, or what's been your relationship with him if you've had one in the past?
He sent me a text, and that's been it so far. I think he was just let me get settled or whatever, but I haven't really got to talk to him. I haven't really had a relationship with him, but I've heard a lot about him just from knowing Robert. So Robert talked about him a lot, talked good about him a lot.
How much did that having Kirk play into your decision to sign here?
A lot. He was a big part of the decision as well. I played with countless quarterbacks in my career, and I've never played one with Kirk Cousins' caliber. I've never played with a quarterback who threw for 4,000 yards. So that was definitely a big reason.
Kendall, just on that, you said, I know somewhere, what is it, like over, you played with 10 or 11 quarterbacks throughout your career?
Probably more than that.
Okay. What can you pick from that going into, you know, this part of your career, having that many experiences? I know you go from a rookie quarterback last year and to somebody now, you know, a proven veteran. I mean, what does that do for, you know, a receiver? And I guess just, you know, I guess your versatility is being able to pick up different styles pretty easily.
I just looking around throughout the league, I mean, I think people see what having a good quarterback can do for not only a football team, but for your receivers. And, I mean, playing with all the quarterbacks, it wasn't a big deal. It just helped me get through life. I just got to spend time. That lets you know you have to spend time with the quarterback because you really never know what happens. You have to spend time with quarterbacks and ask them where they want you to be and just be in that spot. And I think that's the main thing. So if they want you at a 12-yard route, I mean, you have to be at 12 yards in that spot they want you to be in because that's where they expect you to be at. And I play with all the quarterbacks. And I know I'm excited to get to play with Kirk because I know he's a veteran. I know he's a leader out there. I know he's just I just can't wait to play with him.
Hey, Kendall, when you look at your career, 2013 was a 1,000-yard season for you. What stands out about that season and why you were able to eclipse that milestone?
I don't really know. I caught a ton of balls, and I just remember having fun. I mean, going out there, me having fun and just playing football. I know how to play it, and you're having fun and making plays at the same time is really exciting. So I know it was exciting. I definitely have that in me still and hoping it could be here with the Vikings as the three or whatever, that slot or whatever anybody wants to call it.
Couple more for Kendall. That it?
You have other visits? Kendall, did you have other visits, or and then also why a 1-year deal here?
I had another visit with the Chiefs, and I mean the 1-year deal was really like a perfect fit. I mean, it's not like I've been around these guys, and I've been around them long enough for them to like me when I was in Minnesota, and I mean, they like me, and I like being there. The culture and the culture style that you're gonna get here. And I mean, I never really had that. So maybe while I'm playing the 1-year deal and turn it to something bigger, maybe not. We'll see how that works out there during the time I'm here.
All right. Thanks, Kendall. Thanks everybody for joining us.
Thanks, Kendall.
Thanks, Kendall.